Welcome to your five for the day. The monkey approached the tree with caution. He was aware that there were delicious raisins in a hole in the trunk, for he had been watching as a man had come along and put a handful of raisins into the trunk. The monkey was suspicious of all men. Nasty creatures, these human beings. But still, those raisins in that tree just had to be tasted. He sat near the hole in the trunk, his head swivelling from side to side to see if there were any men around, but no, he could see none. Just one raisin, that was all, just to see if they tasted good. His hand went into the hole and down inside until it touched a pile of raisins. Quickly he drew one out and stuffed it into his mouth, his head still swivelling from side to side, alert for the arrival of the man. No, there were no men to be seen, but didn't that raisin taste good? Soft, sweet, delicious. How about another one? In went the hand again, and out came another raisin. Our monkey friend was in dinner heaven. Then he got greedy. His hand went into the hole once again, a narrow hole, which meant his hand had to squeeze its way in. This time, inside the trunk, his hand felt around for the pile of raisins, and it closed on a handful. A big handful. How tempting. He brought his hand up to the hole to pull it through, but it wouldn't come out. It was stuck inside the hole. No matter how hard he pulled, his fistful of raisins would not fit through the hole in the trunk. He didn't realize that this was just what the man had wanted, for in taking a handful of raisins, the shape of the monkey's hand had changed. It was now a round fist shape, but the hole was not a round shape. If only the monkey would let go of the raisins, he could get his hand out again, as an empty hand could be long and thin. But could the monkey let go of those raisins? Not for the life of him. They were too good. Even when he saw the man climb out of the bushes where he had hidden and come towards him with a net, he would not let go. He tugged his hand harder and more frantically, but he was still trying to get a fistful of raisins out when the man caught hold of him, and they wouldn't come. And isn't that just the way sin catches us? Just one now and then, and then a few more, and we are hooked. One cigarette turns into many. A pint or two, or a glass or two of wine becomes a regular drinking pattern. One lie is followed by another, and before we know it, the devil has us just where he wants us. And it's no good blaming God for our sin. The Bible tells us God cannot be tempted to do evil, and he does not tempt anyone to do evil either. It is not in his nature. The chain is simple. We see opportunities to sin. We are taken away by our own lusts and enticed to do evil. We do the evil, and so sin. The clear message of God is, let go of those raisins before it is too late. Show repentance towards God, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.